The Tigers and the Angels on Thursday night. Guess who's back? It's Mike Trout following a five-game absence due to an ailing hammy. Tigers get right to work in the top of the first.
High fly ball center field. That ball is hit deep. Maven going back to the wall. He looks up and it is gone. A two-out, three-run shot for Justin Upton. Romine hammers one down the right field line. That ball is hooking and it's going to be fair. It's gone. A home run for Romine. Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Big out right there. As their pitch count climbs.
Not this guy, 96 to Dust Pennington.
And that will be his final pitch of the night.
There's a swing to line drive, base hit into left field. They're going to wave Kinsler around third. Revere's throw home has nothing behind it. Ian scores easily over to third. Goes Castellanos. Line drive single for Miguel. The Tigers lead it 7-1.
Tigers take down the Angels 7-1. Ian Kinsler, a successful return to action with a three-hit night. He missed his previous four games due to hamstring tightness. Mike Trout, meanwhile, 0-4 after a five-game absence to snap his career-long hitting streak at 17 games, which had been the longest active streak in the major leagues. Timely hitting and solid starting pitching will always be enough to put a smile on any manager's face. As Brad Ausmus watched his troops hardly break a sweat en route to a 7-1 victory over the Angels on Thursday night. Here is the Tigers skipper on the big win.
Well, Michael Fulmer kind of picked up where he left off in Oakland. He had very good stuff again tonight, went deep into the game, kept them off balance. They didn't square up a lot of balls. He kind of set the tone for us.
Did you almost get a sense that he could have been better tonight than what we saw in Oakland?
Possibly. There was not a lot of hard contact. You know, we did make some good defensive plays behind him, but we also had a play or two that probably cost him a few pitches that if we had made would have allowed him to pitch deeper in the game.
Let's go to the end of the game. You get K-Rod an inning. What's the value of that in light of everything that has transpired with that part of your game and his involvement in it?
Well, we just want to get him on the mound. In-game situations, so the stuff that he's worked on the side, working on the mechanics, working on his command, which is the main thing he wants to work on. Like I said, hopefully get him back to where he was last year because we are a lot better and deeper in the bullpen when he can close out games.
I chatted with Ian Kinsler as he was coming off the field. He reported that the hamstring still isn't all the way back. Do you have concerns, and to what degree are those concerns that, you know, it's going to be an issue for him going forward?
I think, you know, for a few days we'll probably play cautious with him, but didn't seem to affect him at the plate. And he moved pretty well on defense, made a great play up the middle. So, you know, I don't know that the soreness is completely gone, but I think we're out of the woods, hopefully, in terms of it being a major issue going forward.
This has been a house of horrors for your team, and I know you don't want to look backward, but a 5-0 lead in a game like this sort of bodes well for the evening. How much, could you say maybe a demon was exercised here tonight?
No, it's one game at a time. I'm not concerned about last year. It was a nice win tonight. We'll move forward to tomorrow. Really, J.C. Ramirez for the Angels, he gave up those five runs the first two innings, but he actually settled down and pitched pretty well the rest of the way. So, you'd like to keep tacking on runs, but that's not always the case. The important thing is we got the win. For the most part, our offense was pretty good. Fulmer was outstanding, and K-Rod was able to get an inning and work.
Ian Kinsler was mired in a deep slump before missing four games due to hamstring tightness, but looked like his old self on Thursday. Kinsler shared his thoughts on his three-hit night and on the Tigers' 7-1 win.
Didn't feel that great, actually. The plays on the field felt great, but the leg was okay. Just got to work through it, and you know, hopefully it'll get better here soon.
You have concerns that this is something that's going to hinder you?
Not really. I mean, just got to work through it, be careful a little bit until it gets better.
Did you think it was going to be better, or did it grab you a little bit during the course of tonight's game?
I mean, it's a hamstring. You never know with these things. You just got to be careful with them.
All right, three hits in your first game back. It's tough to sort of put this game to the side and then come back to a season already in progress. How good were you seeing the baseball?
Okay. I mean, I wasn't driving the ball all over the place. I found a couple holes. Just trying to have some good at-bats, see some pitches, and help the team any way I could.
How much did your team need a win like this, which was complete in almost every fashion?
We always need a win like this. You know, Fulmer threw the ball extremely well, went back out there for the seventh. battled through 110 pitches and ended his night on a high note. And then obviously Greeny and Frankie, is a good night for us.
Staked to a 3-run lead before throwing his first pitch, Michael Fulmer only got stronger as the game wore on, turning in 7 innings of 1-run ball with 7 strikeouts. The burly right-hander shared his thoughts following the game.
I think it was a good one. It was up there. I think just being overall consistent. Slider was a lot better today as far as action-wise, just pulled a few of them. But I think the biggest thing was obviously the offense and the defense behind me. Putting up 5 runs in 2 innings, it just lets you go out there and breathe a little bit. So I had a lot of ground ball outs, so I know my fastball and sinker were moving down in the zone. So I was happy with that. And I think Iggy had, 8 or 9 ground balls tonight. He made every play, so I couldn't ask for a better defensive game.
You're so tough on yourself. Do you think this might have been a tick up even from what you managed in Oakland?
There's a few negatives still. Just kind of trying to put away guys. I think I threw way too many pitches for 7 innings, but ultimately we got the job done. So I'm happy Brad left me out there for the 7th. Like I said, I just need to do a better job of making swingable pitches with 2 strikes and going less deep into counts. And obviously you need to stop walking guys. So a couple 2-out walks tonight, and one of them scored. So but luckily offense did well enough to get a W tonight.
What are the discussions like when you're trying to make sure that you're out there in the 7th?
Quick outs. Just try to pound the strike zone and let the defense play like we did the whole game. So.
But are you lobbying him? Was there a discussion how much you got left before you went out in the 7th? Because you were right around 100 at that point.
He didn't say a word to me. Okay. I just went down to the dugout and sat down, put my towel on, and got ready for the next inning. So, that's the way I'll do it every single time, no matter if I'm at 90 pitches or 115. So I'm going to try to go as long as I can into the games and save that bullpen.
Much of the trouble that your team has had here in the stadium was before you, but did you get a sense as maybe the value of this win in terms of a complete victory in a place where wins are tough to come by?
Yeah, I think tonight was all around, everybody did their job. Obviously the offense, the defense, and Mac behind the plate. I think I shook him off maybe once. Mm-hmm. He told me to shake off a couple times, but he did a great job tonight defensively and got a few hits today as well. So we're happy all around with good team W.
What impact will JD Martinez have coming back to this team? And you saw what he did last year when he was right. So just at the lift that can bring this team.
Yeah, we're anxious to have him back. Obviously, we just want him to be healthy first and get his at-bats in on his rehab assignment. But we're going to be happy when he's back. Having that bat in the lineup, it protects some guys, and he sure as heck can swing it.
Jordan Zimmermann takes the mound for the Tigers on Friday as he battles Matt Shoemaker.